Good morning, mate.
Thank you very much for your time. Obviously, the talk over the last week or thereabouts has been Optus, so let's continue with the chat. Obviously, customers are still angry, but Optus has finally called in an external investigator.
Yeah, and about time too. This should happen on day one, let alone day 11 or 12, whatever it might be now.
Yep.
The external independent audit will be done by Deloitte, and they will look at exactly what's happened. Don't kid yourself, Optus know exactly what happened, but what they need is someone external to Optus to write that down and make some recommendations, just to give faith back to their customers, and probably most importantly, their big business and government customers, who would now be thinking, how's our data? Because it was only regular customers that were affected here, not business customers. But there were 9.8 million of them, and that's what they've confirmed this week. 2.1 million people with credit, license card details, Medicare details, those kind of things lost. But in the end, every single one of the 9.8 million people has to be vigilant about their identity, but also about scams and text messages and things that are going to come through. That's where the real risk lies right now, I think.
So with that, obviously, you know, there's the trust factor as well. You know, will customers who potentially will come across to Optus for later down the track, they're going to be concerned potentially with that as well? You know, is my data still going to be compromised?
That's right, because you'd have to assume that they're, you know, locked down like Fort Knox now, but
yep,
they also should have been beforehand. So, look, there's no guarantee with any company of any size that this isn't going to happen, and we should be clear about that. This won't be the last time we have a data breach, but it's how they've acted since then that is what will paint them in the eyes of our current and future customers, and that's going to be the risk, and that's going to be the burden that they bear.
I have seen on social media, Trevor, that a lot of people are starting to get text messages. Are you aware of a lot of customers getting text messages or calls?
Yeah, well, I haven't seen many specific scams coming through. Obviously, yep, Optus is now sending some text messages, but it's actually unlikely that any of the scams or emails or text messages you're getting right now are related to this. It's more likely those will come in the months and many months ahead, that where the scammers start trading our details and information.
Trevor Long is the editor for EFTM.com, joins us on a Wednesday morning. Amazon has some new devices out, from a Kindle book reader that you can take notes on, I like that, to a bedside sleep monitoring device. I need one of those to keep me asleep.
Yeah, alongside new Echo speakers for all the Amazon Alexa Smart stuff they do, the new Halo Rise is a sleep tracker. So basically, it sits beside your bed. It's got a lightness speaker in it. There's no camera, but it's using sensors to track your sleep, and it can report then back on how well you slept and how good your environment is for sleeping in terms of noise and light and different things. So there's no availability on this in Australia yet, but it looks like a really nice product to complement your ecosystem and get a better understanding of your sleep. But the other one is the new Kindle, big screen thing that that allows you to actually write on the screen. So you might be reading a book or a journal, and you'll be able to actually jot notes on the screen or just use it as a notepad in and of itself. So that one will be available at the end of November and starts at $549.
Now, we mentioned earlier about Optus and telephones. Let's turn our attention to 3G, and it looks like we're going to get some switched off in 2023.
That's right. By the end of next year, TPG Vodafone will have switched off their 3G network. And by the way, Telstra follows 6 months later in the middle of 2024. The reason this is important to talk about now is because it's important you know that older phones are at risk. So if you know someone with a much older smartphone or a much older phone generally, or a device at home that uses a mobile network to communicate, it might be a cordless phone that has a SIM card, it might be a little care alert bracelet, who knows, 3G won't exist. And if it's a 3G-only device, you're going to be in trouble. So worth checking those things, worth getting phones upgraded, so that you're not caught in the middle when the network switched off.
And you can read more, of course, on Trevor's website, EFTM.com. Really do appreciate your time, as always.
Cheers, buddy.
Thank you very much. Trevor Long there, the editor for EFTM.com, joining us on 1332 4BU.